It's the end of the All-Ireland Senior Championship journey for Donegal. They've lost out in this All-Ireland semi-final, the first appearance ever in a senior semi-final. I suppose experience on a big occasion like this was the telling point in the end, and it was two goals that proved to be the difference. Cork victorious, 2-11 to Donegal's 11 points. Cork deserving winners here, and deservedly going through to another All-Ireland final. Morning.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Oisín Cork were definitely the better side out there today. I just felt Donegal were deflated from the onset. Maybe they weren't haven't had enough preparation with the system. Cork outplayed them on the defensive system. The matchups were better. They did their homework. Jardine was well marked today. Vaughan wasn't in the game at all. Kieran Guthrie rose to the occasion. Aoife McDonald, which you come on, played well. Niamh Hegarty perhaps wasn't in the game. A lot of Donegal's top forwards or top players actually didn't perform today. And when you get to the last four and the championship stages, you need to have all your 15 players playing well, Oisin. It didn't feel that happened for Donegal out there today. When you look at Cork forwards were on the attack. They were very clinical today out there. Their defence was brilliant. They stood up. They didn't give away a lot of frees. And even Geraldine was, she wasn't on her game today with the frees either. I know, with the little frees to give away. But superb defence set up by Cork. Very, very good in attack. All around, better team today.
Yeah, and we talked about it in our build-up about how crucial goals would be. And now Cork have scored 25 en route to an All-Ireland final, 23 coming into this game. And we knew, and everybody knew, that if you were going to stop these goals, you'd be in with the chance. And Maxi changed the system slightly, went more defensive on it. And in the end, those two goals were the telling point in the fixture.
Yeah, and Donegal were chasing the game. And then after that first goal, I know the mistake came from a kick out, which was kind of unfortunate. But you can't make those mistakes in big games like this and think you're going to come away with a one. They were chasing that goal the whole game, and then once the second goal went in, Saoirse Noonan, fantastic goal. She took it very well. That was it for Cork. They knew they had it. Even before that, they were trying to run down the clock, and then they got that goal, so they knew they had it in the bag then at that stage.
And I suppose Donegal were just missing that wee bit of experience, that wee bit of cuteness and cleverness that Cork have developed over the years, because they've been around the block for a while. And a lot of these girls in this panel, or a lot of these girls in the starting side, were on the panel when there was that really, really exceptional Cork team that won about five or six in a row. So they know what they have to do at this stage of the year to make it through to Croke Park.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, some of the Cork girls out there now are very young, even the likes of Saoirse Noonan. Orla Finn made her debut in 2011. Before that there, she was on the sub bench for maybe 4 or 5 years, playing along with the likes of Valerie Mulcahy and Rena Buckley, Breed Stack, those big name players for Cork. And when you have underage players and the panel playing that long and even training that long with the experience that Cork have brought to the table, they're learning all the time. They're looking, leadership plays a lot. So underage, there's a lot of young girls in that Cork team coming up, but they have experience because they've been playing big matches even at underage level, minor level, and under 16 level, and they've been winning now for years as well, Oisin. So that stands them out there today. They have leadership, they have experience.
Yeah, Donegal will have to learn from this as well. We've seen Donegal and Ulster learning, and they progressed on to an Ulster titles. They've won a couple of them in recent years. Donegal, of course, want to get to an All-Ireland senior final. They have to learn from this, so they do. They have to try and take positives out of this and know what they have to do if this occasion presents itself again next year.
Yeah, it's hard to know, what to do next, because looking at last year's defeat against Mayo, have they learned? Have they progressed? Or are they still making the same mistakes? Donegal have been over the last number of years playing a hand passing game from defence. I feel, that the teams are bringing these long kick passes to the game now in ladies football, and the ball's moving a hell of a lot faster. And when you're defending outright on the counter attack, when you have good kick passers among your team, the ball gets into the forward line a lot better and a lot quicker. And you could see that in Cork today as well. Donegal lost a lot of possession between hand passing and around the back line. The ball's not moving quick enough for Donegal,
Yeah. Let's look at it in a way, Maureen, that if we were talking about the men here, at times we say that Donegal can be over-reliant on Michael Murphy and Ryan McHugh. We look at the ladies here, Donegal, all the time, they can be over-reliant on Gerly McLaughlin and Yvonne Bonner. And that's when you need other players to step up. Cork were able to have that extra artillery there when their big players were being marked and weren't showing. But where can Donegal find somebody now or within this panel and maybe girls coming through the ranks that can give them another option? Because if that option was there, maybe Donegal could be going further.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you do a comparison of today's match, you know, and the stats, Effie Fitzgerald did his homework. He marked Gerald McLaughlin and he marked Yvonne out of the game, and they weren't able to get scores on the board. And then you didn't have enough firepower from the rest of them. Karen Guthrie had to step up then to the plate after coming back from injury. When you look at the Cork in comparison, almost all of them, all of their players, their forward players, got scores on the board, and they were able to. It was much more balanced. But somehow I feel maybe, you know, down the line, it's going to have to come from management as well. The sport has become about not just the 15 now on the field. It's become a panel game, and, you know, you need to have a serious bench as well. You see it in the men's game the whole time. Dublin are, you know, ahead of the game when it comes to a panel performance. They can bring players off the field. You see it as well here. I feel that Maxie maybe had his 15 in mind, and you know, there was a couple of changes, but Aoife McDonald come back on the field there, Niamh Hegarty come back on. He has a full panel of players, very few of them were used, you know, and then he brought a very young player that he brought late into the game, into the panel. He brought her on there as well, and she got a sunburn as well, and they're much more experienced players sitting on the bench.
Yeah, it just didn't work out for Donegal today, but in the overall scheme of things, if we look at where Donegal was in 2017, was an All-Ireland quarter-final. Now, they're in an All-Ireland semi-final. So that is progression, Maureen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they came a step ahead. But, you know, I feel a little bit disappointed and deflated with their performance out there today. You know, they know Cork. They've played Cork over the number of years, you know. And I don't think that they have a fear over Cork, but just, they're not getting it right on the field. They just don't seem to have the play-ups and the match-ups right. You know, and I feel now, underage, they're going to have to develop their players a hell of a lot better now, Oisin, you know, because we need big players coming forward as well. You know, I don't know now going forward. I know you progressed from last year, but a lot of the team now going forward, will they stay next year? Will they remain there, you know? A lot of the girls committed maybe this year at the hopes of maybe getting to an All-Ireland final, but it's very hard to commit every year. The girls have other things to do, and they've been there. Like, Yvonne Bonner's been there since 2003. Yeah. Aoife McDonald's been there as well. So, you know, it's long. It's a long time.
Yeah.